This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives endorses Appropriation Bill 2078 Vikram Samvat with majority. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma clarifies the replacement bill aims at implementing government's common programs. Nepali Congress holding ward-level conventions in 7 districts tomorrow. CPN UML Standing Committee approves 3 separate reports including statute amendment. And gunman kills at least 8 people at Perm State University in Rasa. Now the news in detail. A session of the House of Representatives has endorsed the Appropriation Bill 2078 Vikram Samvat. The meeting passed the proposal tabled by Finance Minister Janardan Sharma seeking the endorsement of the bill with the majority. The document was passed amid the obstructions from the main opposition CPN-UML. The UML lawmakers resorted to demonstrations once today's session convened. Finance Minister Sharma clarified that the replacement bill was brought to implement the government's common programs. The Finance Minister on the 10th of September had presented the bill to replace the ordinance budget announced by the previous government led by the CPN-UML. Similarly, the meeting of the House of Representatives also endorsed 2 bills today. The House meeting approved the Finance Bill 2078 Vikram Samvat and the Bill to Mobilize Internal Loans 2078 Vikram Samvat that were proposed by Finance Minister Janardan Sharma. Finance Minister Sharma said general changes have been made to the budget in line with the government's policy of transforming the revenue-based economy to production-oriented one. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has fixed the 23rd of September for the clause-wise deliberations on the Finance Bill 2078 Vikram Samvat. The government has urged the opposition to play a responsible role in running the federal parliament. Speaking to reporters after today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said important bills brought by the previous government itself were being blocked by the same party that was leading the government. Likewise, Finance Minister Janardan Sharma said he was continuing dialogue with the opposition, creating a cordial atmosphere. Meanwhile, Chief Whip of the main opposition, CPN-UML, Vishal Bhatwais, claimed that the parliament was obstructed to oppose the working style of the speaker rather than the agenda presented in the parliament. The Nepali Congress is holding its ward-level conventions in 7 districts tomorrow. The Central Election Committee of the party said ward-level conventions would be held in Sindhupalcho, Kabrepalancho, Kathmandu, Bajua, Kapilvastu, Bardia and Morang tomorrow. The Nepali Congress has already held ward-level conventions in 57 districts. According to the party's Central Election Committee, the ward-level conventions in the remaining 13 more districts would be held soon after holding tomorrow's conventions. The Standing Committee meeting of the CPN-UML has endorsed 3 different reports to be presented in the statute convention. Party spokesperson Yogesh Bhatwai said the meeting held in Lalitpur today endorsed a proposal related to the statute amendment, a political report and an organizational report. The Standing Committee members are reported to have put written and oral suggestions over the reports. Spokesperson Bhatwai further said the Central Committee meeting held had been called for the 24th and 25th of September for further discussion over the reports endorsed today. The statute convention of the CPN-UML is scheduled to be held from the 1st to 3rd of October. The CPN Unified Socialist has formed its working committee in 55 districts. Chief of the Publicity Department of the party, Jagannath Khatiwara, said the party would expand the committee to remaining 22 districts soon. He also said the party would launch a nationwide campaign to run party's political activities for expanding and strengthening its departments, sister organizations and related commissions. The government has begun to implement the roadmap relating to energy, included in the Sustainable Development Goals. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Bussel, unveiled Nepal's roadmap for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG 7, today. The roadmap aims to provide access to affordable and clean energy to all by 2030, increase the amount of renewable energy and increase energy efficacy. On the occasion, Minister Bussel stressed the need for collaboration among development partners and other stakeholders to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello.
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग.
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ. भरे राति बोलौँ न ल.
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा, बुझ न. भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटिसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म.
अब रात तपाईँको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said Nepal needs additional assistance from the World Bank to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. In a meeting held with the representatives of the World Bank at the Finance Ministry today, Finance Minister Sharma expected the World Bank's additional support to revive the country's economy, ensuring COVID-19 vaccines to all the citizens. The minister also applauded the World Bank's support to various sectors of Nepal. On the occasion, World Bank Executive Director Mohammad Hassan Ahmad vowed to facilitate Nepal's proposal to increase assistance. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has approved a $60 million loan as additional support for the ongoing electricity grid modernization project in Nepal. The ongoing project, approved in November 2020, is automating 34 existing grid substations across Nepal. ADB Principal Energy Specialist for South Asia, Jivan Acharya, said the additional financing will scale up ADB's support to provide reliable, efficient and sustainable electricity supply in Nepal. A total of 2,956 corona patients recovered in Nepal today. The corona recovery rate now stands at 95.8% in the country. Likewise, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,095 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 8 corona-related deaths have been confirmed today. The death toll due to COVID-19 has now reached 11,048 in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international news updates. A gunman has killed at least 8 people at a university in the Rawson city of Perm. And the National Investigation Committee Law Enforcement Agency said the suspect was detained shortly after launching the attack at Perm State University. Police say they wounded and detained the attacker, who is said to be a student. More than 20 people were injured during the shooting. North Korea has condemned a new security pact between the US, UK and Australia, saying it could trigger a nuclear armed race. A foreign ministry official of North Korea said the AUKUS deal would upset the strategic balance in the Asia-Pacific region. It has described the deal as extremely undesirable and dangerous, and warning of specified countermeasures if it undermines North Korea's security. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province and Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives endorses Appropriation Bill 2078 Vikram Samvat with majority. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma clarifies the replacement bill aims at implementing government's common programs. Nepali Congress holding wood-level conventions in seven districts tomorrow. CPN UML Standing Committee approves three separate bills, including statute amendment. And gunman kills at least 8 people at Perm State University in Warsaw. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.